Hello, hello. Okay, this is Coach Heather. I'm here for your Clubhouse Q&A on weight loss recap. It's not a mistake. Many of you don't know me. I'm one of the newest coaches here on No BS. And I am from Boca Raton, Florida. I'm just gonna switch over if you guys will bear with me. I wanna make sure that I'm live and that I can see myself. Because right now, I can't see myself. Okay, there I am. I see myself. All right, you guys. Let's get this kicked off. So I just want to start with just a little introduction. My name's Heather Beardsley. I'm one of the newest coaches here at No BS. Like I said, I'm in Boca Raton, Florida. I came to No BS through the Life Coach School and found Corinne through that. And I'm also graduating as part of her inaugural class of advanced weight loss coaches. And that's happening next week. And now I'm with No BS, which feels like home and it feels like a dream job. And I'm so happy to meet all of you. So thank you for your nice, warm comments. And I guess you guys can all hear me. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I want to just explain for the newbies who are here that I'm going over what happened this morning in Clubhouse. So a lot of you may not know what Clubhouse is. Clubhouse is an audio-only social media channel that's only for iPhone users. So this is why I'm here to bring you back, like your girlfriend who was in the room, all the information and all of these great answers that Corinne and the coaches answered for these members and also new people who are interested in learning real answers for weight loss that works. So if you want to join on Clubhouse, Clubhouse is happens every Friday at 7:30 a.m. Central and 8:30 Eastern, and it's called Weight Loss Q&A. You can find Corinne there. So before I recap, let's go over some basics. Newbies, okay, if you're brand new, I just want to say welcome. There's a lot of new members here in the membership. I want to keep things simple for you. So if you're brand new, I want you just working on your orientation inside the membership site and working on your No BS course. Anything that's over here is just fun extras. And members, longtime members, you guys know that the price of admission is doing your daily plan. So I want to make sure that you guys have done your daily plan for today. Can you go ahead and, hi, Kara. Can you type in the comments that you've done your daily plan? Okay, I'm seeing it's glitching a little bit. Is it good now? You guys let me know in the comments. I'm sorry if the connection's not great. Hopefully, it's okay now. You guys let me know. Hi, Kara. Okay, I'm just gonna keep going. All right, so there were eight questions that happened this morning on Clubhouse, and this is what you're gonna learn. These were such great questions. You're gonna learn what to do if you're upset that you didn't lose the weight that you thought you would lose this week. You're going to learn what to do if you just can't get back into the No BS groove. Like if you've lost, your rhythm, you're out of a routine, like where do you start? Question three, how to deal with fuck it eats and urges. Number four, how to best guide your friends if you know No BS can help them and you know that they could benefit. Good. I see you guys have done your plan. Awesome. Okay, question five. What to do if you've been focused for a while on the doable hunger method and you're getting frustrated? Question six, what to do if you're having stress-related concern for your kid and you're feeling like things are just way more difficult? Like if you're just going through a hard time and you're having to do like a lot of discovery worksheets and maybe you're not sleeping as well. I have, Corinne has advice for that. Question seven was, what should you do if you're wanting to reward yourself with candy and how do you get rid of that thinking? And question number eight is, what to do if you've hit maintenance or maybe even if you're close to maintenance and you're like so afraid that it won't last and that you're going to gain your weight back? So what do you guys think? Okay. Mary Jo, should I go out and come back in? I'm not sure. Okay. Let's see. Can hear me. Okay, good. Plan was done before I ever drank coffee. Great. Awesome. Can't hear me. I have it on my headphone. I'm just waiting to hear from Mary Jo or Kathy whether I should keep going. Can you guys let me know? Okay, good. All right, good. I'm just going to keep going. You guys, if you can't hear me, maybe hop out of the group and then try coming back in. Maybe your connection will be better. Oh, okay. All right, let's go. So the first thing that happened was that Corinne started off the call with a nugget of wisdom. And then she introduced No BS, the newest member of our team, Yasmin Boyk. I think that's how you say her name. She's the brand new content creator at No BS. So she's going to take all the content that you guys are using and loving in the membership, and she's just going to bring it all to a whole new level. And we're really happy to have her with us. And she is actually a No BS member for a while, so you might recognize her name. We just want to give her a warm welcome if you see her. Okay. Corinne saw, here's her nugget of wisdom. She saw a comment, I think it was on the Challenger group, that she was really upset that she had been doing all the things this week, and she was really upset that she had only lost a pound. So here's Corinne's advice. How are you going to think about this? So throughout my answers, I'm going to give you guys questions that Corinne is offering you to journal about. So if this question is an issue for you, Corinne wants you to journal about how are you going to think about your progress. And she wants you to do that proactively. What about, instead of just the scale being the measurement, what about being proud of yourself for just showing up and, you know, completing those habits that you know will get you to your goal? Your self-esteem is not coming from the number on the scale. It is actually coming from how you show up for yourself and how you speak to yourself. So she wants you to be careful about what you're putting your validation in. We don't want all of our validation to come from a number on the scale. We don't want to make validating our efforts contingent on what the scale says. So we want to elevate our habits, and then we just use the scale for data. So if you can relate to that, go ahead and put, I relate. Okay. Awesome. Question two. This was Tiffany. She found Corinne's podcast yesterday, so she's not a member. And she was talking about how she lost weight just with the podcast. And that 4 years ago, she was active and feeling good, but she just can't get back into it. And where should she start? So maybe many of you can relate. Maybe you got off your game and you're just wondering like how to get back into things. So Corinne says, you know, if you can honestly ask yourself, what percentage are you doing of the four basics that you know you need to be doing? your work in getting back into a groove is becoming more aware of that percentage that you're not putting into it. So that's what's keeping the weight on you, and that's what's keeping you feeling stuck. You have to work on your awareness. So the best thing to do is to go back to the course and make sure that you have all your four basics dialed in, that you're doing your daily planning and assessments in your planner, and that you're doing your discovery worksheets if you're having off-plan eating or overeating eats. Okay, so let's move on. Question three was from Tammy. She was talking about how her focus for this month was on urges, and she's super excited. What she's dealing with was fuck it eating. So she wants help on journal prompts for fuck it eats. How many of you can relate to this? Those fuck it eats where you just like convince yourself that maybe it doesn't matter is really, really common. And here's the advice for it. So Corinne wants you to write about this. If I was going to figure out why I fuck it eat, you want to list all the reasons why you would. So it will all be thoughts in the think, feel, do cycle. So you want to find as many of them as you can. So think back to your fuck it eats. You know, what were you thinking right before you felt permissive to go ahead and do the fuck it eat? You know, then you want to ask yourself questions about these thoughts and ask good questions about them. So it's almost like challenging those thoughts. You need to give the other side of the story. So you might be thinking, well, I just want it, or I just want to relax, or I'm just tired. And then you want to challenge that thought by asking, why is this a good idea? You know, just really honestly answer, what is the real reason why I want to eat? And why is what's bothering me such a problem? So, you know, Kathy was talking about, you know, you need to really ask yourself in those moments when you're fuck it eating, what is really needed right now? Many of us are deconditioning from that diet mentality, like thinking about points and feeling restricted in that way. So Corinne made it really clear that we do have the doable hunger method. And it's true that we always have the choice to eat whatever we want to eat, but we always plan it ahead of time. So this is attached to the version of yourself that also has your weight loss goal. That's why we plan ahead of time. That's our seatbelt that we put on that gives us safety so that we can manage ourselves and get ourselves safely to our goal. Okay. So again, go ahead and write down your all of your thoughts about why you would fucking eat, and then you challenge them. Why is this a good idea? What's the real reason? And why is this such a problem? Okay, I'm just going to check the comments. Great. Okay, awesome. I love these answers coming in. All right, we're on question four. So this was a caller. Her name was Kara. She has lost 65 pounds just listening to the podcast. Isn't that amazing? So she was feeling really strongly and emotionally about other women in her life that also could use no BS, who have weight to lose, and that she, you know, just sees them maybe not being interested in no BS, or maybe not doing the work. And it makes her upset because she wants to be able to help her friends find success the way that she's found success. So this was a great question. And Corinne's answer was basically that we can't take responsibility for the choices of others. That actually Kara was doing exactly what she can do. And the most powerful thing is to just be an example of what's possible. You know, you just got to do your own work, chase your own goals, and then when your friends maybe might ask you about it, you know, you can give them that that information when they're ready. Kathy also told a story about her friend who was there for her for a while, just never really pressuring her, but always reaching out for walks and just like holding space for her until she was ready to really make that decision to, you know, go dive in and lose all of the weight. Okay, great. I love these comments. Let's move on to question five. This is from Joni. She's been in the membership for a year and a half, and she has been really focused for the past 6 or 8 weeks on the doable hunger method, like figuring out only eating when she's hungry and stopping when she's had enough. And her problem was that she was feeling kind of frustrated that she wasn't moving ahead. Like she wasn't getting it. And she wants to be able to move on to new things. So MJ answered first, and she just wants to remind everybody, this goes for everyone, that the doable hunger method, eating when you're hungry and stopping when you've had enough, it does take the longest usually to feel like you really have a handle on it. And she called this the Bigfoot of no BS. You know, Bigfoot, it's like, gosh, does it even exist? Like, how can I actually get there to figure out really when enough is and when I should stop eating? You know, how do I find it? When am I going to get there? So the advice was that you can work on this and other things at the same time. If you feel like you have some space to add something in and it doesn't feel like it's too much, go ahead and work on something else at the same time. A good goal is to go back to the commitment scale. And if you feel like you're about 80% on the hunger scale, you're probably ready to start weaving in some new strategies that are in the course. Corinne asked the caller at this point, got so interesting. She said, what do you think is the next step after you get the doable hunger method down? And Joni answered that she was thinking about that she would have to really start to address the good, better, best foods, that she would need to start eating more of the better and the best and do less of the good. And Corinne offered to do some journaling on this. So here's where you guys can write down some of your questions if you're getting tripped up. So here's a good question. Could you be delaying nailing the hunger method because you don't want to move on to bringing in better foods? Is this possibly a form of self-sabotage? So in other words, if Joni was thinking that the dealing with good, better, best would be really hard, she might be delaying getting there by staying too long on the hunger method and maybe overthinking it. Corinne also said that stopping at enough and waiting for hunger is one of the things that we'll probably just need to be mindful about for the rest of our life. And this is very common. It's a little bit tedious and it's a little bit boring to always have to think about it. But if you think about how long you've maybe been eating your whole life without mindfulness, it really does make sense that it's going to take a while for it just to become like that automatic habit. We're just socialized to overeat in the world. And this is always going to be something that we're going to just have to keep some of our thoughts on, even when it becomes like an unconscious habit. So we never really get to the point where we never think about the doable hunger method. Am I hungry? And am I stopping when I've had enough? It's just part of life. Okay. Are we ready to move on? How are we doing? I'm going to check in. Okay. Yeah. Still working on, am I actually hungry? Love this. Okay. Let's see. Question six. This came from Wendy. She's been a member since September. She's in Queen's Club. And she spoke about how her daughter was dealing with chronic health issues. And like life right now for her is just more difficult. She's doing a lot of discovery worksheets. She's not sleeping as well. And she's just wondering like what she should do. And I think a lot of us can relate probably right now. If you're going through a hard time or you're having like extra stress in your life at home or at work. And Corinne gave her some tough and caring love here when she asked her, tell me how many times overeating has solved your daughter's issues. And then she said, tell yourself the honest truth. You are tired and worried, and it has nothing to do with your eating. It feels true that food makes it better, but that's just a thought that isn't serving you. So her advice was to keep reminding yourself that your eating is your choice. It's normal to feel tired when you're stressed out. And if you tell yourself that it's normal that you're tired, then you're not like in resistance to yourself or that you feel that you should be different. And when you can like accept that it's normal to feel tired or it's normal to have challenges with the four basics, say, then, you know, you don't have those excuses and you don't feel as defeated. You kind of like own your process again. So here's her tips for journaling on this. If you feel like it's kind of a struggle right now, journal about this. How can the basics be the most loving thing you can do right now? Here's another one. How will the four basics help you get through this time better? So this is where you're like being proactive about it and you're really coming up with reasons that make sense to you about why doing the four basics can be the most loving thing and the most loving way that you can care about yourself, especially during times of stress. And it's just very normal. You know, when things have to do with our children, like it's very normal to be freaking out. We get that mama bear response and we are supposed to feel concerned. We want our brain to feel that way, right? Like we love our kids. We want to do anything for them. So if you don't tell your brain what to think ahead of time by journaling, then your brain is probably going to look for relief from all of this stress and food. Okay. And this is just a reminder that module 4 has a lesson on how to plan for when you feel like shit. So that's a great one to go to. Just like if you're anticipating that you're in a stressful time right now, go back to module 4 and watch that lesson. Okay. Here's question 7. This came from Lola. Lola was so energetic and awesome. She loves the work she's doing in the world. She feels great about, you know, her work, but her thought says, Lola, you're changing the game and helping women enjoy their lives. So, oh no, wait, sorry, I got it wrong. She says to herself, Lola, you're changing the game and helping women. So enjoy yourself with some gummy bears. I mean, how many of us get tripped up by gummy bears? So, you know, she went on to talk about how she's been overweight her whole life. Her size is 14 and she doesn't feel like as obese as like the chart says in the doctor's office. She's accepted her weight and herself, and she just wants to get out of all this bad thinking. So Corinne's advice was that there is no bad thinking. We just have thinking. And then we have some better thinking. So we want to make sure that we're asking ourselves the right questions that like serve us. Touching on the society thing about their perception of what women's weight should be. You know, we need to acknowledge that we get all of these messages that society tells us what our weight should be. And so much so that we never even stop to consider like, what do I actually want to weigh? And this is so important for an intentional goal and to be really like in convergence with yourself. So that's a great journal question as well. Ask yourself, what do I actually want to weigh or how do I want to look? We only ever lose weight for one reason. And that's because we believe that we will think, feel, and be doing things a certain way at that weight. That is always the reason why we want to weigh a certain weight. So you can link that to what you want to weigh, and you can think anything that you want about that weight and how you want to feel, because we know we can generate feelings by thinking thoughts that support those feelings. So Corinne's advice to Lola was that she's doing a great job. The only part she needs to unwind is the thought that food makes all of this better, or that food is a reward for good behavior. So here's your opportunity to journal. If things like gummy bears are tripping you up, or you know you have your weakness for a certain food, this you can journal on this. List out the amazing things you do in a list, like a list of as many as you can think. It can be personally, it can be professionally. And then once you have your list, Corinne said, ask yourself, and all of this deserves what? Really think about that. Not food related. The reason why she says this is because there may be a block that we don't truly believe that we deserve all that we deserve. So we just kind of run to food. But really thinking about why you deserve what you're, for all of this to land is because we want to tell ourselves what a great job we're doing. This is part of self-love. So some of the reasons can be to really let your work in the world land and own it for yourself, to remember that you're worthy of all of these accomplishments, and to just feel proud of yourself. Corinne said, listen hard every time you want to celebrate yourself, because your habit brain is going to call for those gummy bears, just because it's been used to thinking that when you want to celebrate. So you want to program in your mind different ways to celebrate you. And that's what that list is all about. Figure out for yourself what's going to feed you internally for all of your accomplishments. Then there was a question about private coaching, and she did go over that we do offer private one-on-one coaching inside of our membership. Okay, how are we doing? I'm going to go over the last question. Good. Love these comments. Thank you, Kathy. Okay, last question. Stephanie had a question. She said that her life has changed with thought work. She turned 50 this year, and she got her weight under control in just the last 2 years. So she had a goal. She was calling in from the UK, so you know how they talk about their weight in stone? I don't know what that means, but I'll just tell you what she said. It's not hard to figure out what she's saying. So she's 5'8", and she always dreamed of being 10 stone 10. And it ended up that not only did she get to 10 stone 10, but that she ended up at 9 stone 13. So she went past her original goal. And she's completely delighted with herself and like in maintenance now, but she's also terrified. Here's her thought. This isn't going to last. So her question for Corinne was, how does she move forward feeling free and not being terrified? So I don't know how many of you are like close to maintenance, or you just have those last few pounds to lose. This would be really helpful for you to journal on this. So Corinne said, getting close to maintenance, it's always going to trip up these old shitty thoughts. We just want to like expect them, and we want to pay attention to them, so that you're aware and expect them to come over and over and over again. It's just the way the brain works. Once you have that awareness, then you won't spin out in reaction to all of those old shitty thoughts. We just kind of like we're aware of them, and we know that they're old shitty thoughts, and we don't have to react to them. And then you keep yourself out of being terrified or fearful or frustrated. So here's your opportunity to journal. She said, journal about why you are able to keep the weight off. Why are you able to keep the weight off? What have think about all the things that you've learned to get you to this point where you're close to maintenance or at maintenance. And give equal airtime to both sides of the story. Meaning, yes, you have your fears, but also what have you learned that you know that you can do to stay at maintenance? So this will normalize the new maintenance for you, like the new normal. And the more that you normalize the new normal by telling both sides of the story every time that shitty thought comes up, the more normal your life is going to feel, and your brain will start to relax and it won't be so scared of this new place that you've wound up in. So how are we doing? Okay, awesome. We're at the end. I just want to say a few things before we go. Coming up this weekend, on Sunday, we have a new member welcome party Zoom call. Maybe some of your friends will be there. Maybe, you know people who have joined. Maybe you're going to be restarting the No BS course to give yourself a refresh. There's some new things in there, especially in module one, there's a new lesson on journaling, which is great to go and take a look at it if you don't know about it. There's also, for those of you who have signed up for camp, there's a planning bonus with the No BS coaches. Check the calendar. I believe it's Sunday, every Sunday from now until camp at 2 p.m. Central Time. You're going to be able to join one of the No BS coaches in a small group planning session where you get to create your doable weekly plan, and you're going to get really fresh ideas and strategies to keep your plans. So the idea is to meet some of your community so you can find extra accountability. And also, by the time you get to camp, which is about self-sabotage, that you can start to find patterns of what's working and what's not, so you can come to camp armed knowing what to focus on. Okay. You guys, thank you so much for joining me and for being so welcoming to me. I was so nervous. This is my first real live in the group, and you guys have been so like welcoming. I just really, really appreciate it. And I will be talking to you soon. You guys have a great rest of the day. Bye. Actually, I'm not really sure how to stop the video. Let's see. Okay, here we go. I found the button. Bye, you guys.